Erev Rosh Hashanah, every person has to think. Hey, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Every person has to think, has to do choshvim, has to start to think about what's gone on during the whole year. More than that, what's going on now, and more than that, even what's going to go on next year, right? To be mekabel on ourselves la'atid lavo. One of the biggest things a person has to think about. Ritzvi Meyer writes in his sefer. He says, he doesn't write it, he says it. It's written down for him. But he says here about a ta'ut, a mistake that people make. Shemishtadel hayetzer la'achnis ba'adamu. The biggest ta'ut that a person makes during these days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That a person puts his whole self into the Avodas Hayom, my Shmona Yisrael should be better, my Tzitzit should be better, my Kavana should be better, all sorts of things like this. Haynu shemachnis b'leiv ha'adam et hargasha sheikar avodat hayom hi ha'torah v'atfila. The ikar is the Torah, the ikar is the tefila, v'atkiyot v'amusafim. A person puts into himself that this is the ikar of his whole avodah. Here the tkiyas, to really be mechavin to the tkiyas, what do I be mechavin to on the tkiyas, all sorts of things like this. Ve'ilu avodah zo, but the avodah, the Ritzvi Meyer calls the ikarit, they miss. What do they miss? They miss havidan kol adam lekaf zchut. To be done your friend lekaf zchut. Your friend did something to you, he rubbed you wrong. So right away we pounce on him. Right away we have tainas. This is the ikar avodah of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we want to discuss tonight. Why is this the Ikar Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? Vavanat Azulat, to understand the next guy. Vachshavat Kol Echad, and to be machshav every person, that he's another person, he's really a mensch, he's another mensch, and I have to look at him like another mensch. Just like I'd like him to look at me. Ikar Avodat Hayom HaChashuvah. This is the Ikar. This is the Ikar of the Avodah, and we make it not the Ikar. The Ikar is to start to look at a person in a different eye. To start to look at a person in a good eye. Not in that eye that I have, that eye that's critical eye, but to look at him with a good eye. Birak nitzrechet kishein breira, kigon kishmizdamein lefanav nisayon kazeh, azu mukhrach lishtadel binyan zeh. But I just take it that I have to look at the next guy when there's no other way to look at it, so I look at it like that. But I don't dan in the kaf zchut. I don't really look for the zchus. I don't look for what's under it, right? I saw a person, Chas V'Shalom, being Michal Shabbos. What do I say? Ah! He's Michal Shabbos, he's a terrible Jew, he's a terrible person, he's a terrible... Right away, I go all the way to Z, right? I go all the way and I see, he's a terrible person, he's terrible, he's mamish being Michal the whole Vel. This is how I see it. But I don't look at it, and I don't look at it, this is the Ikar of the day. The Ikar of the day is to see the good in the next person. The ikar of the day is to start to train the eyes, to start to train the moach, to start to train the lev, to start to see the person in a different eye. And this is what we want to talk about. We want to talk about Mishnah. A Mishnah in Avos. Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya, he was a Rabbi, he was a Tana, and he had a Talmud. He had a Talmud that was Yotze L'tarb Usra. What did his Talmud do? He was going with him on a little thing, he was going to with and a sirah in the water. They came to a Beit Malon. They came to a hotel of some sort. And his Talmud said, "Look at her eyes. Her eyes are very pretty. The woman that was serving them, her eyes are very pretty." Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, instead of explaining to the kid, explaining to the Talmud that, listen, this isn't the way we talk. This isn't the way we look at things. This isn't the way we perceive things. He put him to a type of cherem, and he wouldn't talk to him. And this Talmud became who? Became Yeshua Nutzri. He's Rosh Tevis Yeshua Nutzri, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro. That's Yashkin. That's the head of Christianity today. Because of one thing, just because he acted in a certain way, and the Rebbe, instead of explaining to him what was wrong and really getting into it and really explaining to him what's wrong, he took it to the end gvul. And when he took it to the end goal, the Mishnah says, look, Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. Not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. You shouldn't teach like Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, who just pushed off his Talmud like that. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya is saying this Mishnah in Avos. What's the Mishnah? Asay lecha rav, number one. Knei lecha chaver, number two. Everybody knows this Mishnah. Vehevei dan kol ha'adam lekaf zchut, number three. Right? Vehevei dan kol ha'adam lekaf zchut. We want to understand a little bit of the Mishnah. We want to understand what the Mishnah is about. Because as a Mishnah, you know, in a Mishnah in Avos, a Rebbe that says three things, Mistama, they're mechuber to each other. It's Mistama, they have what to do with each other. It's not just what one thing is out there. Asay lecha rav is to the left, Asay knei lecha chaver is to the right, and Avet dan kol adam lekaf zchut isn't shaykh to this. It's not like that. These are three things that are really, really shaykh one to another. That's what we want to see, that's what we want to understand. But why is this so important on Rosh Hashanah? It says on Rosh Hashanah, the only real thing that we have about Rosh Hashanah in the Tanakh, that really explains what goes on in Rosh Hashanah. We have mamish a story in Tanakh in Nehemiah. Sefer Nehemiah is in the time of the Aliyah Ashniyah, Ve'ezrahu Nehemiah. They're coming back to Eretz Israel. What's it about? It says Vayomer Nehemiah. He says he's talking on Rosh Hashanah. They find the Sefer Torah and they read the Sefer Torah. And they explain the whole Sefer Torah to the nation, and they say to the nation what it's talking about and everything. It's very beautiful stuff. And he says, Ve'ezra Kohen, and they're explaining, L'chol ha'am ayom kadoshu la'ashem lokechem. This day is kadosh la'ashem. Al titablu v'al tibku. And he says, don't be an avelis and don't cry. Why? Because everybody started to cry. They heard Divrei Torah. They hadn't heard it for all these years. Ezra and Nehemiah are being mechadesh to them Divrei Torah. They're reading from a Sefer Torah. And they're explaining to them what's the Torah all about. And they start to cry because they have to do tshuva. It's Mamash Rosh Hashanah. They have to do tshuva. Vayomer lahem. Now Nehemiah says to them, Lechu ichlu mashmanim. Don't be so down. Go and eat fatty foods. Ushtu mamtakim and drink sweet drinks. Vishilchum manot ish lein nachon lo and send mishloach manot. When do we send mishloach manot? On Purim. We don't send mishloach manot on Rosh Hashanah. He says send mishloach manot to whoever doesn't have, to the anim that don't have enough food. They don't have the mashmanim. They don't have the fatty food. Send mishloach manot. Ichlu mashmanim. Vishilchum manot lein nachon lo. Somebody doesn't have. Ki kadosh hayom ladoneinu. Why? Because the day is holy to God. Then it says, Va'al teyatzvu. Don't be so down. Ki chedvat Hashem himauzchem. The chedva of Hashem. The chedva that ratzon to be shaykh to Hashem is parach. Ze mauzchem. That's your whole koach. What's the pasuk talking about? The pasuk's talking about Rosh Hashanah. We all know that on Rosh Hashanah, a lot of people are very, very down. A lot of people get down on Rosh Hashanah. What did I do during the year? What's going to be? I'm going to be the same person I always was. I'm not going to get anywhere. I didn't get anywhere. What did I do? He says, no. The Navi says, not the exact opposite. Ki chedvat Hashem imauzchem. Your whole koach is to have chedvat Hashem, have simcha with Hashem yisparach. And that's our koach. That's our koach. What's he talking about in this pasuk? What's he talking about? What does it mean that we should send to our friends? Why does it say that? To send to our friends Mishloach Manot. Why would you send to your friend Mishloach Manot? What is it? It's not, you don't have a Chiyuv Doraisa like that. It's just, this is what they did in the time of Nehemiah. That doesn't mean that you have a Chiyuv like that. So what's the Pshat? The MS is, this all has to do with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a day of, the Rosh Hashanah is a day that we're being Mekabel O Machut Shamayim. The whole world is starting again. The whole world is starting from anew and is being created right now. How am I going to create the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world and he's creating me, he's creating all of us on Yom Rishon of Rosh Hashanah. That's when Adam HaRishon was created, on Yom Shishi. Yom Shishi of the Bria is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. What do I have to do the first minute I wake up? What do I have to do? Do I have to do, if I do not so good things, is it good? If I do not so good things, the whole day is going to go like that. If I start the year with the most important thing that there is, then it's going to go. It's going to be a different year. It's going to be a completely different year. If I start the year to look at a Jew in a different light, to look at what he's about in a different light, to understand who he is in a different light, right? Then all of a sudden, my whole year changes. I owe your changes. I'll tell you something. All of us are different letters in the Sefer Torah, right? Every one of us has an ot in the Sefer Torah. If one of us is missing from the Sefer Torah, if one of our otiot is missing because I don't think I'm not chashuv enough, or I'm not keeping the Torah, I don't care about the Torah, so I miss the whole Torah. What happens? The Sefer Torah is possible. And this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a world and creating Adam HaRishon and creating the world bishleimus. And he wants the world to go bishleimus. And what happens? I start eyeing a guy. And I start saying, he's not what he looks like. He's not real. He's a big fake. He's this and that. I have all sorts of tainas on people. And I'm not done a person like Kaf Zchut. What happens then to me? So the Sassafer once, he was giving tzedakah to people that weren't worthy of tzedakah. And they asked him, why are you giving tzedakah like that? He says, because if I look at the person, he's not worthy of tzedakah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at me, then I'm not worthy of tzedakah. And then I'm not going to get anywhere in life. In other words, it's totally on how you look. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you. Hashem tzilcha yad yiminech, Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. Whatever you're doing is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do with you. You look at a person with a good eye, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at you with a good eye. You want a great year? Look at the next guy with a great eye. You'll have a great year. You'll have the best year ever. You look at the next guy with bad eyes, you're going to have a worse year ever. There was a story of the Chazmi Lublin. The Chazmi Lublin had Ruach HaKodesh Mamish. Mamish Ruach HaKodesh, you could see from one end of the world to the other. So, every year, you know, they're davening for 4 or 5 hours, crying like crazy. At the end of davening, they would dance. Comes into the base medrash of the Chazmi Lublin, a little misnagid, and he says to them, you know, misnagid is somebody that goes against Chassidus. He's against Chassidus. For whatever reason, he finds something wrong with him. So he goes in, and he goes straight over to the Rebbe. Rebbe, I don't understand. I come to you, I thought that it was all sheker, that the Chassidus is all, they're crazy, and they're all mad people. Now I see it's all emes. It's mamish emes. Look what's going on here. You're dancing on Rosh Hashanah. Who dances on Rosh Hashanah? He says, come over to me. Puts his hand on his eyes. He says, what do you see? He says, wow. He sees the whole kahal that's dancing. He sees they're all chatum to Rosh Hashanah Tova Umtuka. They're all got a good year. Then he says, look over there. In the corner there, there's a person that's not dancing. He says, now he puts his hand on his eye. And he sees that guy, not so decided yet. It's not so decided. How's he going to dance? So he says, that's a difference. So the guy says to him, so what am I going to do now? I davened and I don't see it like that. So what am I going to do? I lost my chelik for the year. He says, listen, there's two ways to go. Either you go with your hands or you go with your feet. If you want to go with your hands, that's tefillah. You can daven again. You can daven more. And Bezrat Hashem, you'll get there. Or you can get in and dance with him and have simcha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be chatem you for Shana Tova. And then you'll also be nechtam with them. And that's what he did. But this is the way we look. In other words, it's totally on how we look. A lot is totally on how we look. How we see the zulat, how we see the next person. Do we see the next person for who he really is? The chelik aloka mimal inside him. Not what he did, these little pitchifkas, these little narishkeit things. Or do we see him who he really is? He's really a very, very holy person. There's no Jew in the world that's not holy, right? Holy, holy. Very, very holy. And we, with our small eyes, because I'm not so holy, I don't see who he is, right? I don't see who he is. And that's what the Chayza was saying to him. Because you're not so holy, you're looking at him in your eyes. Now look at the eyes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed with in you from the beginning. The eyes of you are really holy, and that's what you have to see. And then you'll see what's really there. And this is really an eye training exercise. All of Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeing the world, he's seeing what he wants to create. Gracious Bar Elohim, he's creating it with a bracha. Why does he start the world with Beis and not with Aleph? Because out of Aleph comes Arur. It's a klala. The Zohar HaKadosh says, so Beis got the bracha. Beis is the bracha. He's creating the world in a bracha form so that everybody can get a bracha. And what do we do on Leil Rosh Hashanah? We mevarech zetze. Why do we bless each other? Because we want that bracha to be chal. We want the bracha of Bereishis to be chal on us. We want that to come into us. We want that to be infused in us. And then we'll really have a good year. And this is what the Baal Shem Tov says. It says, "Bitzedek tishpot et amitecha." Bitzedek tishpot et amitecha. What does it mean? Evedan et chavercha lechav zchut. Right? You have to be dan your friend lechav zchut. Always. Always look for the zchus in him. It doesn't matter what he did. There's a machlokis if he's a Rasha Gomor. But how many people do we know that Rishoyim Gomorim, they're Jews? I only know one, but I'm not going to talk about it. But I know one. But there aren't so many Jews that are Rishoyim Gomorim, right? There aren't so many Jews that are Rishoyim Gomorim. And even him, Bezrat Hashem, he should be Sarachoza B'tshuva. We have to use our eyes to mamish b'malem. So he says, Spiros HaPasek, Mikol Psha'ai Yetzilani, Cherpat Naval, Al Tesimeni. When you see a Navala, Me'ish Rasha, when you see something bad from a Rasha, Shavar Avera Chazakai, he did a big Avera, the Baal Shem Tov is saying. Yadin Oto Lekav Zchut, you should be done in the Kav Zchut. Ki Mitzad Redifat HaYetzer HaBo'er Bo'osem. Why do you have to be done in the Kav Zchut? I mean, you're lying. If I say he's not such a Rasha, I'm lying to myself, he is a Rasha. So what is he? So he says he's not such a Rasha. Ki Mitzad Redifat HaYetzer Bo'er Bo. Because he's doing it because of the Yetzer Hara. A person has the Yetzer Hara. What could you do? Is the person really bad? The person didn't mean that. The person is doing a bad deed. But he himself isn't really bad. That's what he says. Umitzat p'chitut chomro ha'av. And just because he's gashmi, ki ve'emet she'eino yodea chomer yisur, he doesn't know what the yisur is talking about. V'chol zeh v'chel tse b'zeh, v'zeh matzil gam atzmo midin. And this is matzil him from the din. Ki ve'emet kevan sh'ro'eh divrei nevala b'chavero. If I see by my friend over here, I see he's doing something terrible. Yeida sheyesh bo me'at batzmo. You should know that you have something of that in it, right? That's what it says. Ezer kenegdo. What does it mean, ezer kenegdo? Because Baruch Hu created the woman, ezer kenegdo. What's ezer kenegdo? If she's ezer, she's not kenegdo. And if she's kenegdo, she's not biduk an ezer, right? An ezer means she's helpful to you. A kenegdo means she's opposite you. So which is it? So ezer mi kenegdo. So Baal Shem Tov says it's ezer mi kenegdo. In other words, what we're getting is ezer, we're being helped from mi kenegdenu. Always from opposite us. We see something happening, it's a simon, it's us. It's not the next guy. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it to me and not to him? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give me mussar. And he's showing me this aver. Why didn't he show it to the next guy? He didn't show it to the next guy because I have to learn that. And I have to do better. And that's what I'm going to do with this. And if I do this, then I grow. The way not to grow is to take it and say, oh, he's bad, he's bad, he's bad, he's bad. And then make everybody bad. Everybody's Rishayim. It's very easy. But you never grow like that. You never go up the ladder. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to go up the ladder. And when we see with eyes that are Tahor and Kadosh, we see the next guy doing something that's emistic or doing something that's sheker, and we don him in a certain way because of that, very, very bad. I lose my whole clout. I lose who I am. I don't know who I am. If I start to see the good in him, I'm starting to gain the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he says. This changes everything. What happens to me when I see through these eyes is I'm bringing din on myself. And that gives me the din in this world. I'm not going to have such a great year. I'm not going to have such a great year because I don't see properly. And I have to learn to see. And this is the most important thing. And this is, I want to do it katsar. I'm not going to go on so much because you guys are tired from moving and everything. But this is what the Mishnah is saying. What is Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya saying? Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya is saying a simple thing. Asay l'charav. What does it mean, asay l'charav? Make for yourself a Rabbi. But it can also be understood, asay l'charav. You want to do something big for yourself. You want to do something big in the Welt. You want to make big, big waves in the world. You want to do big things. Asay l'charav, something big. Uknei l'cha chaver. And you want to buy for yourself a chaver, a chibur, to divrei Elokim Chayim. You want to be mamish mechubur to divrei Elokim Chayim. Ve'hevei dan kol adam l'kaf zchut. Kol adam l'kaf zchut. Ve'hevei is otiyot vav, hey. Vav Yud, what's Vehevei? Begimatria is 27. That's the 27 otiyot of the Torah. 22 and the 5 otiyot matzapach. That's the 27 otiyot of the Torah. You want to mamish be mechaber the otiyot of the Torah. Mamish to connect the otiyot of the Torah. What happens? Vehevei. Dan. Kol ha'adam lekaf zchut. Look at kol ha'adam. Don't look at a little maisa that person did. But look at the whole person. The wholeness of the person is chelek aloka mimal. This is going to make big waves. This is going to change the whole world. This is going to change everything that we're about. That's a davar rav. That's a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This mamish a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because what I'm doing when I see the next guy and I say, he's great. He's not only bad, he's not only not bad, but he's great. What I'm doing is connecting the otiyot of the Torah. I'm being mechadish his otiyot in the Torah. By being mechadish his otiyot in the Torah, I'm mamish creating a sefer Torah. I'm writing all the sefer Torah. The sefer Torah isn't puzzle anymore. The sefer Torah is all kadosh v'naki. It's a davar rav. It's a davar chibur gadol. It's a chibur gadol, and now I can see it. And this is the ikr of this day. The ikr of this day. There's no speech. There's no talking on this day. Just blowing a shofar. We say a few psukim. Say shofars, zichronos. What are we saying? What are we saying? We're just being mamlich Hashem Yisparach. That's all there is. How do I mamlich Hashem Yisparach? Within my lev, I mamlich Hashem Yisparach, and I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Vayah Hashem leMelech. I'll call Eretz. Vayom Ahu Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. When is he Echad? When we see each other as all one, that we're all connected. And it's not the next guy that's bad. If there's anybody bad, it's me. It's me. If I see it bad, I'm the one that's bad. No one else is bad. I see it bad, I must be the bad one. I'm getting it bad. I don't understand it. I don't chop it. And this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. This mamish, this is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua who's Hoshia, who's mamish being Moshiach Klal Yisrael. Ben Prachya, he understands how to be mafriach, how to be mafriach something, how to bring it out that it should grow, how to bring out a person that you should grow. This is the tshuva of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya. This is the ikr tshuva of Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, who brought out a new religion in the world. Basically, from him came out a new religion because he wasn't dan lekav zchut, his Talmud. And now he's being metaken in the Mishnah, he's being metaken in the Mishnah, the very gadol mod. He's being metaken, ve'hevei dan kol ha'adam lekav zchut. You have to be dan kol ha'adam lekav zchut, you have to look for that zchus, and really lives that zchus. This is who we are. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo, ashrei ha'am yodei trua. Ashrei ha'am praises the nation that knows the trua. What's the trua? The hidden voice that's in each person. You're listening to that trua that's in each person. You're listening to that middle, that inner voice, and we're able to hear that. This nation is able to hear it. Not every nation is able to see this. Not every nation is able to see the good in the world. This nation is able to see it. And this is mamish, the ikr of Rosh Hashanah. That's what Tzvi Meir says. That's what all the Chassidim say. And this is what's going on here. And now let's just finish it up. In Sefer Nechemiah, he says an unbelievable thing. When he says, Ichlu mashmanim ushtu mamtakim, go and eat good things. Go and eat sweet foods. And go and eat fatty foods. Vishilchu manot le'in nachon lo. Why send mishloach manot? Because now I see, what I was doing was totally wrong. Until now I couldn't be Sholeach Manot. Until now I didn't even see the next guy, I didn't go race him, I didn't understand who he was. All of a sudden I'm able to see who he is. And now I'm Sholeach him, because he's an ani, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. I looked at him, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. Now I have to take my food, all of my sweetness, and all of my mashmanim, I have to send it to my friend. La'adam she'nachon ein lo. Manot that no one has, that person doesn't have, and give it to him. And this is mamish, the biggest thing that we can do as we're being created, b'siyata d'shmaya, is to open our eyes and see Dvar Hashem. See Dvar Hashem, see what Torah is really about. Torah is about seeing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. Seeing Dvar Hashem, seeing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takel b'oraisa uvara alma. Right? He looks in the Torah, this is his drawing pad. This is how he's creating the world. It's Takel Bo Raisa. He's looking at in the Torah, Breishis Bar Elokim, and he's creating the world. Not the opposite. He's looking in the Torah and he's creating the world. So what's he looking at? When I see this, then we see the whole Sefer Torah come out. We see all of Klal Yisrael. And this is what's going to bring Bemet Mashiach Zidkenu. The Ikir of the Shofar that we're hearing on Rosh Hashanah is the Ikir Tekabe Shofar Gadol L'Chirusei. We should be Zoyechet to hear the Shofar of Mashiach Zidkenu, Bezrat Hashem B'Karov. And this is what we're really looking for. This is what we're really looking for. How are we going to bring the Shofar of Mashiach? Only one way. If we use our eyes properly. If we use our eyes properly, we start to see what a Jew really is. What a jewel really is. A Jew isn't just a person. A Jew is a jewel. And if we see the next guy as a jewel, then we become jewels. And we start to shine in our Torah. And we start to understand the Torah. This is what it's really about, guys. Bezrat Hashem, we should be Zoyche. Bezrat Hashem, Chedvat Hashem, Mima Uzchem. And we should be zeichet not to be atzuv on Rosh Hashanah. We should be zeichet to be sameach because we're doing this. All right, Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zeichet to this and really get into it. Bezrat Hashem, shvet, shvet.
Robbie, sit down.